Братья и сестры, силы наших врагов.
The tools, and we will finish the job.
We present Miles Davenant as Jack Standish, the British Lion, in Standish Room Only, the story of one man's battle to protect the people, the values, and above all, the territory of the British Empire. Episode 1, Voyage into Danger. Let us join British Super Agent Jack Standish as he enters the office of Lord Overcroft, the head of MI-17.
Good morning, Lord Overcroft.
Ah, Standish. Glad you could make it. What with your playing in the test against India and all that.
Yes, I just bowled a maiden over on a sticky wicket and was batting like a bunny against a fast dipper when I was summoned to the clubhouse. I must say your message did sound rather urgent.
Indeed, Standish. To impress upon you the urgency of the matter, I instructed my secretary, Miss Sabrina Touchstone, to shout down the telephone as loudly as possible.
Yes, my ears haven't rung like that since I fenced with Count Osby van Saxhausen while hanging from the clapper of Big Ben.
Quite. Whiskey and soda, Standish?
Not for me, thanks. I've had 3 for breakfast and 2 in the taxi on the way here.
Cigar, then?
Don't mind if I do, Lord Overcroft. After all, the medicos have proved they expand the lungs and increase blood flow to the brain.
And a good thing too, Standish. You'll need it to be fully alert and braced for impact when I give you your assignment. In fact, I think I'd better order a pot of tea. Miss Touchstone, bring in a pot of Darjeeling, would you?
Right away, your lordship!
Oh, and you can stop shouting now.
So, your lordship, what's this job you have for me? Destabilising the Canadian government? Quashing a resurgence of trade unionism in the Welsh coalfields?
Nothing so simple, I'm afraid. I need you to stand guard over an ancient artifact.
Surely Lady Overcroft hasn't tried to escape from the sanitarium again?
No, the Dobermans are quite capable of dealing with that problem. I'm talking about the ancient statuette of Apu Patraxo, the Peruvian god of apathy.
And what's so valuable about the statuette? Is it made of some rare and expensive metal like gold, uranium, or that newfangled plastic?
Not at all, Standish. It's carved from llama bone.
Really? But why all this fuss about the bone idol?
Because while they sit on their backsides holding another of their strikes, the economy is sliding into a depression.
No, your lordship, not the bone idol. I mean the bone idol.
The bone idol. Why? Because it has a particular significance for the warrior tribes of Peru. A fact not lost on Dr. Hidalgo Alpaca.
Dr. Hidalgo Alpaca? The evil Peruvian mastermind?
The very same. As you are aware, Standish, that twisted genius combines the notorious Peruvian qualities of cruelty and cunning with an insatiable desire for power. Alpaca plans to seize the bone idol and use it to unite the gauchos, the mariachi, and the other savage tribes of Peru into an invincible fighting force.
Why, if he does that, he'll be literally unstoppable. And I use the word literally in its most literal sense possible.
That's why we need you there, Standish, when he makes his play for the idol, so that you can put an end to his evil schemes once and for all.
So where is the bone idol now?
In Bordeaux, where it's being loaded aboard the SS Mal de Mer for the latest stage of its round-the-world tour of prestigious museums. We believe Alpaca intends to intercept the idol before it reaches its next destination, Cape Town.
Here's the tea, Lord Overcroft. I've made it good and strong, just the way you like it, Jack.
Thank you, Miss Touchstone. Please sit it down on the desk.
Now, if I'm going to capture that evil Peruvian fiend, I'll have to go undercover.
Exactly, Standish. Our plan is to put you aboard the ship as part of a honeymooning couple.
I'll be mother then, shall I?
I'll be the husband, of course.
Of course. Which leaves us with the problem of which of our agents will play the part of your wife.
Milk, your lordship?
Yes, thank you.
And what about young Binky Rothermere?
I'm afraid not. Finely boned as he is, young Binky's much too tall to pass for a woman. I was thinking of old Grusler McNab.
No, sir. You'll never persuade the Grusler to shave off his beard.
Milk, Jack?
Please, I recall that a few years ago, Roger Fitzhedden was an excellent bit of twank in the MI-17 Christmas pantomime.
We all remember that fondly, of course.
Sugar, your lordship?
Yes. But since his escape from the Russian gulag, Fitz has been subject to violent outbursts of temper that would be unseemly in a girl.
Yes, it's a problem, all right. What to do? What to do?
Sugar, Jack? Two lumps as usual?
Yes, thanks, Miss Touchstone. Miss Touchstone?
Yes, Jack?
Nothing.
Lord Overcroft, I've just had the most extraordinary idea. It's completely unorthodox, probably insane and possibly illegal, but we might just be able to pull it off.
Well, we've promenaded around the deck of this ship three times now, and I can't say I've spotted anybody who looks even remotely like an evil Peruvian mastermind.
Miss Touchstone, I mean Sister Floribunda, you must lower the hem of your habit. Your high heels are showing.
Sorry, Jack. I had to run up this nun costume in a hurry from nothing but an old horse blanket and a pillowcase. I'm afraid it's not a very good fit.
I do sympathise. Can't say I'm very comfy in this dog collar either. And do remember to address me as the Reverend Postleberry.
Jack, your reverence, I'm still a bit confused. Wasn't the plan that you would be undercover as part of a married couple with another agent masquerading as your wife?
Yes, that was the plan. But that was only feasible as long as the other agent was that chap.
So why are we dressed up as a priest and a nun?
Why, to avoid scandal, of course. If you, being a woman, were pretending to be my wife, why, rumours would fly all over the intelligence community.
Oh, of course. But if a male agent dressed as a woman was pretending to be your wife, there wouldn't be any sort of rumours?
Obviously not. Nah, could there be?
Oh, look out! Here comes the captain.
Quick, pretend we're speaking Latin. Destinat ergo cumquat?
Non domicil habet camerband.
Good morning, Padre. Sister.
Ah, good morning, Captain. Jolly boating weather, eh?
Yes, yes. Well, keep your eyes peeled for icebergs, eh?
Did you hear that? Icebergs? The man must be cracked in the head.
No, Jack, he's right. Look, there's an iceberg over there, 30 degrees to starboard.
That's damn queer. It's like it just popped up out of nowhere.
And it's moving directly towards us.
Great St. Swithin's. That's no iceberg. It's a cunningly disguised submarine.
Good Lord, Jack. I think I just felt a tremor below the waterline.
Indeed, Miss Touchstone, for I believe something just struck us amidships.
And look, under the water, there's some sort of enormous tube protruding from beneath the iceberg.
Good God, what can that be?
Oh, I think it's penetrated the hull.
Indeed it has, thrust right into the hole.
Where the bone idol is stored.
Quickly, we've got to get down there before Hidalgo snatches the idol.
Jack Standish, the British Lion, is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced, and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, with John Mitchell as Jack Standish, Pam Robertson as Miss Sabrina Touchstone,
with other voices artfully provided by members of the domestic staff. This episode was recorded with the Quantum Fridge Mobile Studio. Jack Standish will return!